Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Yeah, it's Christmas time. Got a big sale selling. Use discount code white privilege.
If you're white. If you're black, you know better than that.
You get 25% off because you're white. Now, black people, you can't use that now. But I do believe in
equality.
Equality. So I made a discount code just for you because you're black. You use discount code sellout because that's what you are.
If you're watching us,
makes you a sellout. Black liberals didn't tell you that. They also call you Uncle Tom.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, the reason why they call you Uncle Tom because they're naive. Uncle Tom is actually a hero. They actually freed slaves.
He was a hero.
Yeah. He was a hero. Yeah. So whenever these liberals call you that, say thanks for the compliment.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the topic at hand. Let's get serious on this. Facebook. Y'all some damn Marxist communists, man.
They fact checked the video that we did yesterday, showing the video where they was pulling the ballots from underneath the table. They fact checked it. One of the reasons why they fact checked
it. Don't tell them, man.
No, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them right now. One of the reasons why they fact checked the video.
Read it in the story, man.
I'm going to read it. One of the reasons why they fact checked that video and said it was fake news that we reported yesterday is because they said those ballots was not in suitcases. There was an official Georgia State ballot holders.
Y'all believe that? Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this, everybody. Fact checkers, that is just a political stunt to give them a reason to take my videos, to take the information I'm putting out there on social media and hide it. That's the only reason why we have fact checkers.
Yeah.
They've never fact checked a liberal that said Trump was a racist or all these things about Russia collusion. They didn't fact check nobody.
Yeah.
They only use that against conservatives, and they find the most the littlest, minute, trivial thing in a video and say it's false news.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why they fact checked us. I got to read this fact check to y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going to read this to y'all.
This is about that video we did yesterday about the lady who was giving sworn testimony about those, we know, official ballot holders from under that table.
Yeah, they said nothing was suspicious about that. Let me just read the fact check to you. It's by leadstories.com.
Yeah.
Right? Title of the article. Fact checked. Video from Georgia does not show suitcases filled with ballots suspiciously pulled from under a table.
Yeah.
Poll watchers were not told to leave. Now hold up, wait a minute. Before I even start reading this, let me show you this quick video because we all saw this the night of the election.
Yeah.
They said they stopped counting.
Yeah, show the video. Sworn testimony.
Watch the damn video.
Well, we've also got some breaking news right now, so we want to check in with CBS's Mark Strassman. He is in Georgia, where they're having a big problem counting some of the votes. Mark?
Nora, this is an election return watch party here on the edge of Atlanta. These are mostly excited Democrats because when's the last time Georgia thought of itself as a battleground state? After a record early returns and essentially a day of problem-free voting, there is now a hitch in the tabulation of votes. I'm standing in Fulton County. Fulton County includes a chunk of Atlanta. Downtown Atlanta is State Farm Arena where the Atlanta Hawks play. They are tabulating the absentee ballots of Fulton County, Georgia's most populous county. A water pipe has broken inside the arena. They had counted 86,000 absentee ballots. We don't know how many more they have yet to tabulate, but all the tabulation of those ballots has now stopped. We're told by election officials they may not finish tabulating those votes for a day or two. So depending how close the rest of this state is, we may not know the result of this critical battleground state for another day or two. That is because, again, a water pipe has broken in State Farm Arena. State Farm Arena is where they were counting the absentee ballots of Georgia's most populous county. And now that tabulation has stopped.
Now, this lady is sworn testimony under penalty of perjury. She could go to jail for lying.
Yeah.
They said these people were told to leave.
Yeah, that counting was done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all had to get, they had to get out. Once they left, once the news left, the cameras and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. They continued counting.
She testified, and several other people did as well, said they were told to leave because counting was done for the day.
But fact checkers is automatically going to say what they're saying is a lie. Even though they're under penalty of perjury, they're going with the other side. I mean, why? Because there's an agenda.
Yeah. I mean, I got no problem being fact checked if it's if I'm just on here just spreading lies like the president's racist.
Yeah.
He colluded with Russia to win the election.
Yeah.
What else?
I raped a woman in the woman's fitting room?
Who did that?
Trump.
Oh, yes, right. They said Trump went in the fitting room.
Trump took a woman in the fitting room and raped her.
Yeah, I remember that.
This lady's on TV saying that.
Yeah, I remember that. Let's get back to this. That's crazy as hell. Okay, here's the article. It starts off like this. Does security camera video show a Fulton County, Georgia election supervisor suspiciously pulling suitcases filled with ballots from under a table after telling poll workers to leave the room? And did that election official continue to illegally count ballots without required monitors in a manner that calls into question Joe Biden's narrow win over Donald Trump in Georgia? This is what the fact check says. No. Those claims are not true. Two high-level officials with the Georgia Secretary of State's office and a state elections board monitor each told lead stories that their investigations revealed nothing suspicious in the video.
Hold on. Before I cut you off. Nothing suspicious in that video. Why are those ballots on the table? Why ain't they with the other ballots? That's not suspicious.
Yeah.
That fact check is opinionated. Right there, you're being opinionated. You're not being objective in your own fact check.
Yeah, and
that does look suspicious. If you take a bunch of ballots from under the table and they're not with other ballots.
Yeah, why are they under the table?
That's
why?
Suspicious.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you're being opinionated in a fact check.
Right? All right, let me keep reading.
Man, these people crazy as hell.
Look, here we go. The official said the ballots seen in the video were in regular ballot containers.
Oh, you got me.
Not suitcases.
Oh,
they wasn't suitcases. Those was ballot containers.
That's a technicality. And don't make what I said false because I said suitcases.
It looked like a suitcase. I fly all the time and I always see people with these handles on these boxes with wheels on it.
Yeah.
And they just dragging them bitches through the airport. That's what it looked like I just saw.
I seen all kinds of stewardess with them same damn briefcases. But they're not suitcases.
Yeah.
They're ballot holders. Look, okay, lead stories.
Okay. The official said the ballots seen in the video were in regular ballot containers, not suitcases, and they had been removed from their envelopes and processed while news media and election observers for the Republican Party and Trump campaign were present.
Okay. In your fact check, you didn't supply a video showing that. We're just supposed to assume that that's what happened? We just supposed to assume what you're saying is true?
Yeah.
You didn't provide that in your fact check. Video evidence.
Yeah, it'd be great if that video footage came forward. But also, still, just because they observed them open up those ballots doesn't mean nothing fraudulent can happen once they're gone.
They said two.
You know, ballots can be changed. Ballots, they can find fraudulent ways when they're counting the ballots.
And you know what's funny? They said two high-ranking officials. Who were they?
Didn't mention their names.
Did they sign an affidavit under penalty of perjury? What they're saying is true?
Yeah, did they?
You failed to put that in your fact check lead story.
Sound like to me it gets called in. Hey, let's see here. I whipped the election board of electors.
Those weren't suitcases. They were legal ballot holders.
And those ballots, and mind you, these was the absentee ballots. But those absentee ballots, they was open earlier. They had already been checked. We was just putting them in the system.
We just put them under the table so nobody would lose them.
But
we wanted to make sure they didn't get, no fraud happened, man. So we took the ballots. We put them in those official ballot holders. We put them underneath the desk.
Under the tables.
Under the table, I don't want to get fact checked again. We just want to make sure we knew where they were so we can find them.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy as hell, man.
I mean, and like that video I showed y'all, I remember they said they stopped counting because some kind of plumbing problem happened.
Right.
Right around the time when he told these cats to get the hell out of here, we done counting for the night. Let's go to the video.
At about 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to roll this back and show it to you. There you go. So now they're going to start pulling these ballots out from under this table. This table, the black one, was placed there by the lady with the blonde braids at about 8:22 a.m. in the morning. So she put that table there. So the same person who's staying behind now, the same person who cleared the place out under the pretense that we're going to stop counting, is the person who put the table there at 8:22 in the morning. Yeah, I saw four suitcases come out from underneath the table. Yeah, upper right hand, you see the gentleman in the red. So he just pulled one out. So what are these ballots doing there, separate from all the other ballots? And why are they only counting them whenever the place is cleared out with no witnesses? Is the question. So these machines can process about 3,000 ballots an hour. You have multiple machines there, and they're there for 2 hours. So you do the math. How many ballots went through those machines in those 2 hours when there was no one there to supervise, to be present, consistent with your statutes and rules, to supervise the tabulation? We believe that could easily be, and probably is certainly, beyond the margin of victory in this race.
But when they fact check a video, they ain't really fact checking it. They looking for a technicality just to say that this video is false.
Okay, let me keep reading. Okay.
Hurry up, man.
Man, stop. You're making me nervous. Look, the media.
I don't know why he laughed. I got to laugh. Yeah, but this, I'm pissed.
Yeah, this
is how I deal with anxiety and anger. I laugh and then I hurt you. Hey, you know what's funny, man?
Get away from Keith. He laughing. He finna hurt you.
It's like talking to a small kid, man. These liberals, it's like you catch them red-handed and they got an excuse for everything.
Yeah, but you know they
You hear them,
but okay, show me proof of that, what you just told me.
Yeah.
I just want to see proof. And I'm all over Twitter and all these liberals. Y'all thought y'all had something. That's like,
y'all automatically believe they're telling you the truth without showing you any proof?
Yeah, just because they're fact checkers? All right, let me keep reading. Okay. The media and party observers were never told to leave. Because counting was over for the night. The media, let me say that again. The media and party observers were never told to leave because counting was over for the night. But they apparently followed workers who left once their job of opening envelopes was completed. The chief investigator for the Secretary of State told lead stories. So these people that signed sworn affidavits, they was not told to leave. I mean, it's all right there in the video. They all of them just decided to leave all together. Yeah. And once they left.
And a few stayed back to continue counting.
To continue the counting.
Now you got two people telling, you got two sides telling two different stories.
Somebody's lying.
You got one side saying no one's told to leave.
Yeah.
Then you got one side said we had to go. Said counting was over.
And I seen the news media, like that video I showed y'all earlier. They said counting had to stop for the night because of some...
And then
pipe exploded or
that
something.
That was during the election when they was tabulating the votes. And that was at nighttime.
Yeah, and y'all saw that video when they reported that. You seen Trump was way ahead in Georgia.
Way ahead. It's like, how can you come back from a lead?
Okay, let me keep
of
reading.
That magnitude.
Yeah, get your leg off of me. The observers were free to return at any time.
What? So, Wait a minute. You said what? You said, repeat that again?
Let me start from the beginning, right at the beginning. The media and party observers were never told to leave because count was over for the night, but they apparently followed workers who left once their job of opening envelopes was completed. The chief investigator for the Secretary of State told lead stories. The observers were free to return at any time, she said. Georgia law allows observers but does not require them to be there for the ballots to be counted. That's new to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was under your statute You had to have Republican observers there.
Yeah.
To watch the counting of the ballots.
Not just when you just open the envelopes.
Yeah.
To tabulate the ballots, too.
Yeah, the counting of the votes.
That's against your state's statute.
So let me read this again. Georgia law allows observers. Of course, I would hope so. But does not require them to be there for the ballots to be counted. Really? Well, they claiming y'all, they told them to leave.
Yeah, and they was forced to leave. And y'all continue to fight, count the votes after they left.
But fact checkers, we supposed to believe y'all.
Yeah.
Man, y'all crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Let me read some more.
Don't y'all find it odd they don't supply any evidence to back up what they're saying to corroborate what they said?
No names.
No.
Just
no names.
Senior.
No sworn affidavits. No video. No nothing.
Yeah. The claims made at a Georgia State Senate hearing by Trump lawyer appeared in a video posted on YouTube December 3rd by Trump's campaign titled Video from Georgia shows suitcases filled with ballots pulled from under a table after poll workers left. The Epic Times reported the false claims in an article titled Georgia State Farm Arena Footage Shows Poll Workers Stand Behind Pulling Out Suitcases with Ballots. Why is that title is false? Just because it's not a suitcase, it's an official ballot holder?
And these people did not testify in front of the state legislator or sign any affidavits under the penalty of perjury. And we just supposed to assume that y'all are telling them the truth after all this year since Trump's been in office, that he colluded with Russia, that he's a rapist, that he's a white supremacist. We just supposed to believe y'all? Just supposed to assume everything y'all say is true and on the up and up?
Look, Gabrielle Sterling, a Republican and Georgia voting system implementation manager, told Lead Stories during a phone call on December 3rd that what can be seen on the video is normal procedure and nothing looks bizarre or odd. Gabrielle Sterling, a Republican and Georgia voting system implementation manager. He didn't see nothing wrong. Personally, I saw some shit wrong.
Hey, man. Okay. Let's assume that fact checkers are telling the truth. Let me show you this video.
2,506 felons voted illegally in Georgia. 66,248 underage and therefore ineligible people to illegally register to vote before their 17th birthday when the law requires 17 and a half years old. At least 2,423 individuals to vote who were not listed as registered. 1,043 individuals to cast ballots who had illegally registered to vote using a post office box. 4,926 individuals voted in Georgia who had registered to vote after their Georgia voter registration date, thereby canceling their Georgia voter registration. 10,315 or more individuals to vote who are deceased by the time of the election. 395 individuals to vote in Georgia who had cast ballots in another state, which is illegal in both states. 15,700 individuals to vote in Georgia who had filed a national change of address with the United States Postal Service prior to November 3rd, 2020. 40,279 individuals to vote who had moved across county lines at least 30 days prior to Election Day and who had failed to properly re-register to vote in their new county after moving, also in violation of Georgia law.
So this individual's just lying. Are we supposed to go off of what fact checkers have been able to discover in like under 24 hours?
With no evidence to corroborate anything they said.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I'm just tired of all this. I don't know how much longer this our Facebook page is going to be here because they keep fact-checking all our videos. They've already killed the distribution on our videos.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you like this.
So
man,
follow us on YouTube at Conservative Twins.
And you can follow us on Rumble.com at Hotch Twins.
Yeah.
But let me just say this. If you go through our fact checks,
They are so trivial and so stupid. Like, they fact checked a picture of Biden getting off the plane.
Waving.
Right? They said
that. Y'all remember that picture? It was an open field, right?
People claimed that he was waving to nobody. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
It was it was a couple of people that, but they actually fact checked us on that picture, said missing context.
No, they said it was two firemen at the bottom. He was waving at the two firemen.
Okay, let's say he was waving at the two firemen. Does it not mean that photo, he was still waving to an open field behind the two firemen?
Yeah.
Do we even know that he was waving at the two firemen?
Yeah. I think they called the two firemen, and they said, yeah, he was waving at them.
I don't think he did. Personally, like that was fact-checked. I think that was just a photo op for him.
Yeah.
And that's why he did it.
Yeah.
He wasn't waving anybody, in my honest opinion.
I mean, there was some people there. I mean, okay.
It was
you
two
waving.
Firemen. It was some people that
he got on the plane. He was like this, right? The fireman is like right here.
Well,
it's a big open field right there.
Well, it was just a photo op for him. A lot of things are just photo ops. And that's what people on the right was making fun of. It's a photo op, like it was all these people there.
Yeah.
I mean, even if he waved it, like the fact checks say he waved at two firemen. Like when he came off the plane, like you could see the firemen. They both had their arms crossed and they just looking at him like this. Don't look like they waved at him or they was enjoying the scene or anything.
Look.
But anyway, back to the topic at hand, man.
Yeah, man. It's like we just gonna have to sit back and wait.
I mean,
you could find all the evidence in the world. People that steal, cheat, they lie, they never tell the truth. And this is suspicious. Right? You got a bunch of ballots
coming from
under a table.
Yeah, it's suspicious.
And you can't say that's not suspicious.
And they're not with the other ballots. Yeah.
And the observers are not there going against your statute. I know in the fact check they're saying they don't have to be there once you observe them taking them out of the.
No, they have to be there for the counting process.
That's what
the
they say
point.
In lead stories.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, they was there to open when they opened the ballots, but was they there when the votes
being tabulated?
No.
Counted.
No.
That's when the fraud happens.
Oh, they already saw him when they opened the envelope.
So
this thing's good.
Because Rudy Giuliani,
sometimes I like to call him Judy Liliana. But I slur my words sometimes. But anyway, he claims.
Well, let me show you this video what Rudy said.
Today we put on about 6 or 7 eyewitnesses. They watched ballots being changed. They watched ballots being forged. They watched the name Biden being written in. Last night, we put on evidence that they would put in the machine a Biden ballot 10 times and a Trump ballot 1 time. That's why there are missing ballots in Pennsylvania. Here, there are 96,000 ballots that were returned for which there's no application, no record, no return of record, just a ballot counted. That has to be among the phony ballots you're seeing there. You don't count ballots in the middle of the night, throw the opposition out. There's something okay with those ballots.
Fraud can happen when they're not there.
They're supposed to be there during the counting process. That's what the Trump team's claiming. Why don't forget lead stories?
You know what's funny, man? It's just, I mean, they're these fact checkers, man. I know Candace Owens has got to open a case against them, but they use that to hide our information, to take our distribution away from us.
Yeah.
If you look at our videos, I mean, as soon as I log in, I got a big warning saying that distribution of my videos is down because I'm delivering fake news.
Yeah. Like that video we did yesterday, that was fake news.
That was fake news.
They was in official ballot holders, not suitcases.
Fact checkers are the judge, jury, and executioner. Nothing has been verified. They actually consider what's true and what's false. Who the hell is fact checking the fact checkers? They didn't supply not 1 ounce of video evidence or information or sworn affidavits proving that I was spreading false news. Not one bit of evidence. None.
Yeah. It took days, weeks for the Trump team to come up with all this evidence, go through all that videotape, all that stuff. And lead stores was able to snuff it out in, what, a couple of hours?
Let me make some calls.
Let me call up some people.
Didn't provide no names. Nothing.
Not a name, man. But anyway, I'm going to keep the faith. Because,
I don't care if Biden won this election, honestly.
I'm cool with that, man.
I'm cool with that. Then we deserve everything we get in this country.
Yeah.
We deserve everything that happens. You liberals going to really deserve it. I remember I was looking at this one Republican. No, I ain't going to even go there.
What?
He's like, man, he was going off, and he would say, man, if Biden wins, I hope, okay, if he wins, good. Okay, cool. Let's get it done. Yeah. I hope Biden runs his country in the ground. I hope you lose your job.
Yeah.
He was just hoping the worst for everybody. He was fed up. Y'all voted for him. Y'all crying and y'all dancing for this man.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to get what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I hope you lose your job.
Well.
He was saying stuff like that, but I don't want to take it that far.
Yeah,
I mean, we still all Americans.
He's been
even
scorned,
though, man. He's scorned. Yeah, we all Americans still, even though half of them are just.
Yeah, mainstream media has put our president through hell. I mean, we've, us conservatives being on social media and our YouTube channels and Twitter, we've went through hell. We've been censored.
Let me say this. Like, mainstream media is liberal. The only conservatives got was Fox News. Now they didn't turn. And then you had a bunch of conservatives like us.
Yeah.
Putting our message out there, standing up for what we believe in. And now they're like.
Using this
fact checking.
This pretext fact checking to throttle our distribution away from us, man.
Yeah, that's the most Marxist thing you can do. And this is the freest country in the world. If you can't get. I can understand if I'm getting up here talking about conspiracies. I'm calling for violence.
Yeah.
I'm doing all this stuff that's dangerous for other people.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to say, that what we putting out is. Yeah. Actually, what they're trying to say is the information conservatism, conservative values, is dangerous for society. In other words,
yeah, I've seen
that's why they're targeting us. They don't like our political views, so they try to take away our right to spread information given conservative values.
Yeah.
But is that right? Should I create a website that has billions of people using that website? And if you're liberal and you're spreading liberal values, I should just take away
your right
ability to say what you want to say? Is that right? I wouldn't do that. Not in the United States of America.
Yeah,
this is not China.
I would do it if you was inciting violence.
Yeah.
Harm, spreading horrible information, just people getting killed from it. But
if say I'm Facebook and a woman comes out and she's all for abortions, should I take away her right to say that's what she believes in? Because conservatives all the time, when we put out stuff being about pro-life, videos, commercials, that's deleted right away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hate speech.
If I believe in the Second Amendment, videos are getting throttled away, man. Throttled down. People can't view those videos. But if you get a video talking with a person that's liberal that hates guns, oh, you put that video out there like it's nothing. That's what we believe in. I don't believe in that. I don't like your values on that. So I'm going to take that away from you. It's like, that's not the United States of America, man.
Well, it is now. Thanks to who else? Liberals. Man.
They all fall under that one section 230, which, you know, the government gave, like, Facebook.
Big tech. So they take a liability away from Facebook and Twitter so they won't get sued if, like, say, I put up something crazy one day. So it takes the liability off of them. But I feel that big tech is hiding behind this.
To hurt
my right to freedom of speech. I understand this is a private platform, but if you're going to limit my speech, you should limit people on the left speech.
Yeah.
You're just targeting people on the right.
Yeah.
Why would
anybody sue Facebook for some maniac that posts a video or something? You would go after that person. You don't hold Facebook accountable.
Well, Facebook
I understand what vicarious liability is, but you don't throw the book at Facebook for offering a great platform for people to come together and spread information.
Yeah,
you go after the bad apple.
Yeah, well,
you go after him, you lock him up.
Yeah, well, the U.S. is sue happy, so that's what caused it.
Yeah.
People just suing people. Like that woman, somebody sued McDonald's for just giving somebody hot coffee.
Thanks for the coffee, McDonald's. Bye.
Sued the hell out of McDonald's.
Everybody know when you go through the drive-thru at McDonald's, that coffee hot as hell.
Oh, man, got my car. Whoa!
You crazy mother.
I mean, coffee's hot wherever you get it.
Yeah.
It's hot coffee.
The worst thing you can get in a drive-thru is some cold coffee. I'd rather get third-degree burns than somebody give me some cold coffee. I'm like, lady, this damn coffee's cold. That's like eating cold chicken.
Man. Why you have to go with chicken?
Like you go to a drive-thru, they give you some cold stuff. Bitch, this chicken's cold!
Hey, man, on that note.
I like my watermelon cold.
Kevin, man, what?
I like my cantaloupe cold, some cold, crispy fruit.
I like my honeydew cold.
My honeydew, my plums. I mean, like cold. I know people is triggered when I say watermelon. I mean, who the hell, black, white, brown, or anybody in between hates watermelon?
Hey, man, on that note.
You know what I like to do with my watermelon, man? I take a whole big watermelon, right? Chop it in half, right?
That's how daddy used to do it.
That's how daddy used to do it,
I used to watch daddy.
Daddy take a whole damn watermelon, chop it right in half, right? Take that watermelon, daddy get some salt, sprinkle it on there, right? Daddy get one of them big soup coolings, one of them big soup spoons. He right there eating watermelon, looking at the car races.
He loved NASCAR.
Daddy loved NASCAR. We had one TV in the house. That damn car race would be on TV all day.
Seemed like it. Like, Daddy, you're going to watch this car go around this track 500 times? Won't you put it on something else?
Let me look at the basketball game. Right when they got 10 laps to go, we'll switch back to the car race.
Daddy want to see them wrecks.
But anyway, back to the topic at hand.
Dang, fact check us. That was so trivial.
Hey, man, how many times you going to cut me off?
Sorry, man.
Mid-sentence, and you can start talking. That is amazing to me. How do you do that?
No, man, I'm irritated. They fact-check and gave us no verification, no sworn affidavit.
All right, man, let me say something.
But they're going to say I'm wrong. I'm spreading false news.
Yeah, who's fact-checking the fact-checkers? But anyway, I'm going to keep the faith until I see that fat liberal lady come out singing with that purple hair
with the 50 abortions and one on the way.
And she just singing at Joe Biden's inauguration. Till that day,
yeah,
I ain't giving up.
Trump is still your president.
Yeah. That was a damn good show.
Man, I'm supposed to hit the table.
Hit the table, man.
Man, you messed up all of this.
Now I'm doing it. That's my line. It's a damn good show.
I think you broke your hand on that one.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.